B-O-S-S, Boss Man Radio.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcasting system. This is only a test.
TGIF, and welcome to Drive Time here, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Good morning to each and every one of you who are in with us this morning. I'm monitoring the comments on the Drive Time Facebook page. Ken, of course, is on his personal page, so we appreciate all the interaction, all the good morning and well wishes. Good morning to Elisa Hart, Donna Weaver, Rebecca Whitfield, Kristen Kennedy, Cindy Fleming, drinking coffee on the back porch this morning, I would imagine. Mary B. in the house as well. JP from Columbus in with us. Sherry Twitty, there it is. TGIF, Christy Monique, JP, of course, Ron Kennedy, Donna Weaver, Josh Galvin, Sarju Patel, Z-Man, Philip Zangas in with us. Good morning to everybody. Brandon Swain, Leah Bernelman. Good morning, Leah. Good and, Lord. Of course, good morning to T-Bone and there to KJ.
And let's see, I got a list of them too. Daniel Smith, Jessica Langford, Hal Whitman, Booker.
Take your slug if you want it.
Hunter Harp, Miss Carol in this morning, Elizabeth Pugh, Wheezy, Miss Louise Joyner, Stephanie Breyer's in, John Pierce, JP, Madison Cotton, Shane Sensei Spikes.
The Sensei.
Nelly Rock, Adam Manasco, Jeff Booker, Miss Carol, let's see, JT, Lord, there's a pile of them in here. Ramona Happolt, good morning, Ramona. Yeah, here he is. And live and color, no phone calls, no any of that. And I don't know where DJ went. Oh, there he is.
He's still making a mess. I've been taking care of this guy. I've been taking care of this guy for 30 years.
He didn't have his lid on his...
He tried to eat one of the scratch and sniff stickers on the water bottle there. Those are not edible.
Well, they really don't smell like donuts either, so...
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for being here, T-Bone.
I'm glad to be here. It's exciting. I was a little bit later getting here, and I thought
just speak into that.
Issue down on 65.
There you go. So.
We made it.
Everybody sees the snacks out displayed on front. That's, of course, to create some awareness for the need at the high school where you're taking up snacks at the...
Coach Juan Johnson, good morning.
Peach Chevrolet and at Jim Peach Motors, Peach Ford.
That's right.
If you want to drop those off, we'll make sure they get to the appropriate places and make sure the young folks have a little something to snack on throughout the day.
Yeah, we want to make everybody, you know, if you need us to come get it, come see. If you can't get by here, not a problem. Let us know. We'll be happy to come pick it up. Good morning, Rachel Capper. Rachel, I can't. Tracy Miller, good morning to you. JoJo Luttrell.
My man.
Me and T-Bones vote for one of the fastest men at Miller.
I saw it firsthand.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm sure there's been some really fast guys come through. He very much under the radar.
I never knew that.
His foot speed. Joe would just gone.
That's interesting.
Zero to 90, you know, his takeoff. He was Ferrari.
How
about that?
Sister Whitney in. Good morning, Whitney. That's Rhett joining in as well. Good morning, Rhett.
Yeah.
Kathy Tolan back in with us. CB, Connie Baggett in. Good. Hillary Durden, the butcher. Miss Mitchell in as well. Rejoiner. Got the brother combination in here. Coach both of them. Good morning, guys.
There's Brooke Young and Miss Linda Williamson in this morning. Good morning. Of course, as y'all can see, we have the man, the myth, the legend. Did we ever figure out, did you really play football at Miller?
Hold on just a second. I brought this old class ring that I found and just what was that about there?
Corey Mack.
I walk right in.
Does this say Gucci?
I walk right in. It does say Gucci.
Let me guess. You have to wear that ring on your toe now.
My small toe.
I tell you, Butch, you wanted to be talking, buddy. He says we got the wide-angle lens working this morning.
Well, we need
tiny himself.
We need it. There's a lot of humanity squeezed in this short little bit of space right here.
Ken, you mentioned Linda Williamson being in with us this morning. Of course, I heard Hal talking about it a little bit yesterday afternoon. Did they come up with a?
Yeah, we are Tank Jasher. Good morning, Tank.
Tank
in the house.
Tank the toe.
That's all right. That's right. Hunter Hart.
Did you bring scales, by the way?
I got there's scales back there.
Okay.
Not a problem.
I thought we were going to do it live on there.
Well, I can go get them.
I wore my shorts in case he wanted to do a little preview in the parking lot.
Good morning, Susan Rhodes, Paula Thomason in, Allison Ward. Yeah, so by the gracious, I guess, decision makers at the Chamber of Commerce, the 109 will be held Saturday, April the 7th, I believe is the date.
Ooh, Shane, you got your work cut out for you.
Which is the Kick It at the Creek that the Chamber puts on every year with the Crawfish Bowl, of course, and always good music, good fun, a lot of people, and a good time. And now this year, there's going to be a 109-yard dash between two guys who I'm not sure which one of them is going to win, but it's going to be fun to watch.
Well, I'll tell you, all I was doing is I was waiting on the official word from the Chamber that they were going to sanction this race. Mm-hmm. And now that they are, I'm going to up the stakes just a little bit more.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, it's sanctioned.
He is full of surprises, isn't he?
I don't know what he's doing.
Well, listen, I'm glad. I want everybody to see me beat DJ.
Yeah, well, I don't know what he's doing, so.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I'm going to put the belt on the line.
There it is.
Shouldn't he be holding the belt right now, though?
No. I'm the belt. I'm the world champion.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You may be the people's champion, but I'm the world champion, got the belt to prove it. I'm going to put the belt on the line. It's going to be a sanctioned race, winner take all.
First of all, there is no way that fits you.
Over my shoulder.
Okay. Let me see that. Who'd you steal this from? Big B?
I took that off Ricky the Steamboat Dragon back in the National Guard. In 86.
Let me see if it, I don't know if it might not even go around me. Sensei, we got a little work to do.
That's going to be the only time you're going to wear it.
But,
I'll let you get your picture made with it.
Look here.
I'm ready.
That is classic. We have brought out a belt. A world championship belt. What wrestling alliance is that, DJ?
Mexico, Japan.
Yeah, what does that say? What wrestling alliance? That's an NWA.
Yeah, NWA.
Australia.
National Wrestling
World. That's old school Turner Broadcast System, Georgia Championship Wrestling right there.
Is that when they would do the circuit at like the armories and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I remember my Granny Burnham took us there one time.
Yes, sir.
If we could get Tony Schiavone to come in as the guest MC.
Hey.
Well, we got a Gordon Sully lookalike sitting right over here beside us.
Gordon Sully.
The belt's going to be out there.
Wow.
That's cool.
Oh,
that's real leather.
Ramona Happolt said leather. It just got real. Yes, it did.
It's real.
Doc Smith in. Okay. Did that even cover? Hey, Rachel, I don't know. I that's a good question. I have no clue. There's Lori Standifer sessions this morning.
Good morning, Lori.
I know both of you guys will remember Lori. Daniel Wilson says Achilles and ACLs, beware. John Commander.
I stretch every morning in the shower.
Angelique Burkett. Oh, snap. Sensei says, oh, snap, you boys better get serious in a month. Big Bell in this morning. LaDon Smith. So,
Michael Walker.
Penny Holmes.
Michael Walker in. Miss Chamberlain.
Jeff Chamberlain in.
Oh, yeah. We got mother and son.
All I can tell you is.
What number was Jeff?
15.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's the last number 15 that I really. Wasn't Shane Sasser 15?
He was.
Yeah, for Chamberlain and Sasser, 15 kind of just fell off the board.
John Hart,
like I said, from
Charlie German.
Charlie, I do. Yeah, well, Charlie was pre Chamberlain. I still want to meet. We talked about this at the Battle of Murder Creek. I haven't seen Charlie German probably since he played football at Terry Miller when I was a little kid out there running around. But he was one of the guys. I want to meet him, and I know he's back in Britain.
He looks like a two-technique defensive tackle now.
Well, we all do.
Yeah. Well, no. He looks like he'd still kill you.
Yeah.
Kind of like you do. But my thing is that wheel going to hold up for 109 yards? That's what I want to know.
I'm working on it. I'm not going to start.
That's where DJ says he's got you. is he's going to get you off the block.
No, I need to get him off the block. If I get him off the block, I'm in good shape. If he gets me, then it'll be an uphill battle.
Manasco said Joe and McGowan Miller are the two fastest. McGowan ran to the third hole at the old country club, grabbed the flag, and back to the club house in 12 minutes.
Pretty fast.
Well, McGowan could run long distances. For sure, yeah, he did run track. McGowan was pretty fast.
Sensei said we may need to find a new sensei, and Houdini is dead. Tracy James Malden in this morning.
Sensei Spikes.
Good morning.
I'm gonna have to call old Coach Jimmy Johnson up and do some of the training he's put us through with the Orioles.
That's a good idea.
It was always good for second place.
Well, don't even get me started on that.
Lord. All I can tell you is that this ought to be fun, ought to be entertaining, and we do appreciate the chamber for making that decision and allowing this to go on there.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
There'll be a lot of fun, and I just want to know, are y'all going to do this before eating a bunch of crawfish or after eating a bunch of crawfish? Like, we got to get with Hal and Linda and Melanie, some of the chamber members and directors, and figure out what time they want all this to go down, because We want everybody's participation. Of course, we're going to live stream it and put it out there. But, we want a good time slot where everybody can come and make sure that we've got amulets on standby as well.
I'm thinking 5 a.m.
Yeah, 5 a.m.
The less temptation with food before we have to run, the better for me.
Linda says before. So I don't know what time they start eating crawfish, but
and Linda, if you need to pull the plug on this thing, you do whatever you need to do at any point.
Don't let him back out. I do have a secret weapon that if I need to unveil, I will unveil.
Let me ask you this:
I've actually was making some arrangements on that this morning.
Can I ask a question? Good morning, yeah, Ken Douglas. Yeah. Are you going to pull up over here in front of Anytime Fitness and check in while you're in Bruton?
I got my workout in at 3:30 this morning. Oh.
What were you doing at 3:30?
He rolled over in bed, and that was his rep. That was his rep for the day.
Listen, I get
the pillows.
I get enough exercise getting up and having to go to the bathroom 4 or 5 times a night. So, which I used to not have to do that when I was younger.
At 3:30 this morning, per Sensei Spikes' instructions, I had 2 tablespoons of peanut butter and a piece of turkey bacon. Didn't you?
Well, I believe you were eating, but I don't think it was that.
The,
I was telling you.
2 tablespoons of peanut butter and turkey bacon. Jim Baggett in the house.
Cowboy.
Lauren Yoder. Good morning, Lauren. Philip Purnell. Good morning, Philip. Yeah.
I saw a picture of Philip on Facebook. Philip's gotten himself in good shape.
Yeah, I guarantee.
He must be going to Sensei Spikes.
Do you know what else is the on April 7th? Opening day of baseball.
Is it really?
I may get you to come throw the first pitch out at the opening ceremonies.
Well, I can tell you this, April 7th.
Scouts in the bleachers?
Huh?
Meaning scouts in the bleachers?
DJ, you know, we're going to have to do that. We have to do it later on in the day because we got a baseball game to do early that morning.
Is that the same day?
Yeah, that's the same day.
Yeah, we got a big day then.
We got a big day, yeah.
So that means this race may have to be canceled, right?
Well,
dang it.
No, no.
I'll tell you what. You know, we were committed to that. You're right.
I think the ball game's there that morning. I think the ball game's like 10 o'clock. So I think we're good on that.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm worried about my legs, though, being in a vehicle for 2 hours coming and going.
No, I couldn't play a whole set at all.
You'll be good. You'll be good. I don't think it really matters what you do that day.
I'll tell you what, you can go to Spanish Fort with us, call the ball game, just to make it fair. We'll both ride down there, have a little Chick-fil-A, ride back, and then we'll get it on.
I may be watching a softball game and then have to just drive down and race you. What time is the kick at night?
I don't know. We'll figure that out. Sometime that afternoon.
Right.
You know, maybe 4.
Okay.
You know, 4:30, 5.
Jeff Wilson's in a pickle here. He doesn't know who to choose between his cousins.
Well, I can tell you who he needs to choose.
Jeff.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, I'm really torn on this deal. I don't know.
You're torn?
I mean, the reason I'm torn is only one reason. I'm not torn. I think DJ will burn him off the block. I think he's going to get you off the block.
Y'all must not have ever seen DJ run back when he was in shape.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that only because I think the fact the 109 is going to be playing with you a little bit because, as I understand it, the initial wheel injury happened because of the 109.
I love being underdog, though. Okay. I always love. Okay. That's why I always love playing on the road as opposed to home. I love going in and having people holler at us. And
Tank said we're going to be competing this Saturday at the Masters, too. Tank, we're not worried about the Masters.
Is that all?
That's it.
Is that not a big deal?
We're not worried about that.
Not a big deal.
Which do you think could draw more eyes?
Yeah.
Me and you or the Masters?
I think I know which one would be more entertaining.
Let me tell you something. We'll have a 10 rating on a Nielsen 1 to 10 scale. They may have a 3.5 Saturday afternoon.
One of my guys, Coach Johnson, in. Good morning, Coach. Hope it's going your way up in Birmingham.
There's Miss Judy Crane this morning in. Mallory Mullis Egerton in with us. So
now she's in the medical field. Can we make sure that she's there as well?
I think anybody that we can get to come that's in the medical field, I think we need to have them come out.
Was that Juan Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't they have somebody sign? Didn't I read something?
Yeah, they had one of their big offensive linemen. They had a bunch. But one of the big offensive linemen signed with Alabama. But
yeah, I think
they had the.
They have a running back or a quarterback or something, don't they?
Remember the McElwain kids grew up here? They were a little younger than you.
Yeah.
One of the McElwain boys had a son who was a senior this past year at Hewitt Trustful, played in the slot, played a little fullback. Mm-hmm. He's going to the Army to play football.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I read.
They have 8 or 9. I was talking to Coach Johnson last night, and he talked about their 2020 class, which will be juniors next year, and he said they are loaded. He said they'll have the number one wide receiver in the country and the number one defensive back in the country.
Wow.
And Bama's already putting down payments in on both.
Well,
shocker.
If they'll finance, why not do it? Layaway, baby. Have you ever been up there and seen the stadium they play on?
That's Michael nice. Walker, thank you, sir. Burnham's going to run like he was getting beat on North Pine Avenue. Second circle never backed up from anybody, though, did they?
Leave it to first
circle,
Walker.
First circle.
Leave it to Walker. So.
And Michael was always the last one picked when we had our baseball games out there. He's mad because I was 6 and he was 16 and I'd get picked before him.
You know, I was looking a little earlier before we went live and Sarge has already been in with us this morning, made a comment, and she had the paying it forward thing. I think somebody had picked up her meal somewhere and she was going to do the same for somebody to gather. And that little video and post has taken, almost gone viral. It's been shared like 400 times. And it made me think about 2 years ago, not this most recent season, but the season before that, opening day of football. I'd done a little work in my yard that morning getting ready. I'd gone to Whataburger to get my number 5 combo to come back and watch opening kickoff. Mm-hmm. I'll pull up. I get the drive-through window, and the lady says, "Sir, yours has already been paid for." And it caught me off guard. I wasn't exactly sure what she was telling me. And I said, "Do what?" And she explained to me, "The car in front of you has already paid for your meal." Mm-hmm. And it's $8.11. I said, "That's awesome." She said, "It's actually happened 7 times in a row. 7 cars in a row, people have paid." So, you know, at that point, what do you do?
I'm sure you were the weak link. Thank you.
I've got a $10 bill, and I've got my debit card. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to get the one behind me. She says, "Okay, that'll be $43.50. I look at my rearview mirror, and all I see is heads in an SUV. And I said, "God." So I got to go ahead and get the debit card. So my bacon cheeseburger turned into 43. I guess I'm lucky I went a baseball team on a bus or something. I'm like, my gosh.
Yeah. What if you looked inside and there had been about 40 people standing in there at the cash register?
So that's how it goes with me.
How conflicted would you have been if you had looked up the rearview mirror before you decided to say, "I pay"?
I tell you what, that was a great streak, but streaks are made to be broken.
Manasco.
Not a slaughter.
Manasco,
you broke
said
a lot of them.
He is going to donate a steak dinner to the winner of the 109 and cheesecake included.
Well, see, Manasco class of 90, Sarju class of 90, Joe Luttrell
Gucci
class of 90.
Keith Lesman.
Gucci ain't checked in yet. But class of 90 doing some good things here in Britain.
Rodney Williamson wants to know about those Twins, DJ.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Dynasty. You can take the Patriots, the Celtics, and the Lakers, and you can stick it. The Twins were a dynasty.
Tell Rodney he better quit stirring the pot because I've got some spring break stories I can tell.
Whitney says,
I got a spring break story.
And y'all are right. There is a lot of power here as opposed to sitting behind that phone.
It is a lot.
A lot of responsibility goes with it, although sometimes that is.
It's been called into question. I want to tell you a good spring break story about T-Bone. Let's see. Spring break.
I'm sure.
Spring break, 1990-ish. Steamboat landing. Fort Walton Beach. The base of the bridge. before you go over the Brooks Bridge.
Yeah. My kids may watch this.
No. It's not bad.
It's not one of those times.
No. It's okay. Actually more of a funny story than it is anything else. So, there were some people down. A lot of people from Bruton down. So of course, a lot of people from everywhere were down. And
Chief McGugan. There's a bunch of us.
There was a bunch of people. Yeah. So. There was, a lot of guys and gals, a bunch of us all went down. And so these particular group of girls had a couple of condos there that they had had. And these guys from wherever, they wouldn't leave them alone. And I know you remember this. So somebody come down there, and everybody's standing around. You know the old hot tub that was down there behind the – so everybody's standing around down there, and they come up and they said – well, these guys won't get out of our room and leave us alone. You know, everybody stood around. Berner looked up. He said, "I'll be right back." Next thing you know, what'd you go up there and do?
I asked him very nicely.
Let me tell you like this. All I can say is in the mortal words of Shane Riddle over there at the Blossom and Gas Building, regulators.
Well, it kind of helps when you had like Monty McGugan and those guys that were like 6'5", 6'6", kind of standing behind you too. So.
Was they behind you?
Well, they were in the.
The only person I remember going up those stairs was you.
Yeah, but they knew what was at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, okay.
They were fixing to be at the bottom of them. Really?
No. I can tell you, they were. They were. So,
I was always very diplomatic and can negotiate very good deals for my friends.
Listen,
learned from Michael Brown.
I think that year is when, no matter if you were 75-year-old couple, if you were from the 36426, you were not allowed to stay at the Steamboat Landing.
Yeah, there were a few places in Destin like that. If you said, if you had a Bruton credit card, they'd say, eh.
Well, there was another place that we went to the very next year where everybody went, which was right across the bridge, was called the Blue Horizon. And everybody remembers that place. So, but you talk about spring break stories, that made me think about that. So, there's Cindy Baggett in this morning, Action Jackson. Rodney Williamson said no. Cheyenne Robinson in.
Sister said the Tyrone Miller Spanish Fork games at 11.
Okay. Yeah, well, good. So we're good. I say we may have to. That may. How long does a game normally last?
2 hours.
Yeah, so let's see. We
it's in Spanish Fork.
One, mm-hmm. So three.
It's going to be tough to do, isn't it?
Not for me. We do it about 4:35 o'clock. We'd be good.
If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Well, they can't say we didn't try.
Yeah, well, I think we'll be good. I think we'll be good. I mean, what does it take to get in? It takes an hour and a half maybe to get down there.
Hey, if he pulls Roberto Duran, does that mean I get the belt?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you this. If we have to reschedule due to circumstances beyond our control, no, the belt stays until the race.
Well, let's define. Now, y'all are trying to get.
I'm not going to
y'all are throwing this legal
there's,
stuff
there's
at
John
me.
There's John Hardy like, and like a did, Brad like, Murphy in this morning.
Like he did
good morning,
for
Brad.
The, like he did for the Legend of Bellevue. See, now y'all are trying to get into. And y'all actually got me boxed in here a little bit, and I think this is intentional, but y'all are now trying to get into semantics and this legal.
What Buford T. Justice say?
I am not going to drive at unsafe speeds to get back to race you.
Good morning, Deacon. Oh,
I gracious. Drive 45, 50 miles an hour everywhere I go. When I get back, I'll be back.
Oh, my gracious.
I think we can make it. Like I said, if not, we'll let the powers that be know.
It's on you. Here's what I'll make my declarative statement in front of everybody and say.
Okay.
Any place, any time, any date, you name it, I'll be there.
I'll tell you what, let's just rope it off right now. Where's Hal? Let's just get out here in the parking lot.
Let's go. I wore my shorts and tennis shoes.
I'm in khakis and Oxford.
I got my Spanx.
Listen,
I have my Spanx on.
Hey, listen,
I'm ready to go.
I don't want to say, I don't have a medical event up here this morning, okay? So let's, we're going to hold off and let you guys get ready for this.
Okay.
Sherry.
Yeah.
Sherry's scared that I'm crawfishing.
I got to get this metal rod in my leg a little more conditioned.
Yeah, that's right. We want to make sure that's all good.
I'm not making excuses or anything.
No. Well, we know that.
Sister's comparing me to Kenny James driving 45 miles an hour.
Well, he does. And let me tell you something. That's super speed right there, buddy.
Turbo engaged?
That's turbo. I promise you that is.
So April 7th.
Yeah.
Tentatively, yes.
Tentatively. 5 o'clock. 4:30, 5 o'clock.
April 7th, 5 o'clock.
Tentatively, yes. I'm in.
Is your eating schedule, is it 5 o'clock permit that? When I know we
every
you have
4 hours. I eat every 4 hours.
Well, you have to make some adjustments.
Action says DJ wants the workers comp.
Hazel, don't you waver. Hazel, don't you waver. I put the belt on.
Everybody now everybody that's been posting 50 on DJ, I'm backing DJ, I'm supporting DJ. Now that it's getting close to kickoff and the coin's been flipped and we're nose to nose, you see what we had to put up with?
I put the belt out here.
Starts backing away. Go get him, Robbie. Backing away.
Go get him, Robbie.
Robbie Jernigan. He'd be out there when they went, just in, doing the walkthrough and out there warming up with no shoulder pads on, and DJ would be bouncing up there pointing at him, talking about, you! And then him and Robbie would be captains, and they'd go out there to flip, and he'd be over here behind Robbie. Go get him, Robbie. Go get him, Robbie. Y'all see how he does now. I'm telling you. But he will lay a hug.
Listen.
He will hug you in that locker room. Can I get another one of those?
Heath Jackson's the DJ's a voter. Sorry, T-Bone.
Too good. Too good.
I'm glad you brought the legend of Bellevue.
Yeah. Yeah.
We kind of somewhat touched on that recently.
Well, a lot of people probably don't know what you're talking about, so you don't want to set that up.
Well, I will set it up by saying that there was supposed to be a documentary movie.
Well, no, there is a documentary movie.
Okay, well.
It was supposed to be released.
You say there is one. I'm going to go with that. We were supposed to release it, and that has been two Thanksgivings ago. Two.
Yes. Well, it's Thanksgiving for last year.
That's two. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my question is, is there a movie? Why hasn't it been released?
Yes.
Okay. Why hasn't it been released?
Well, I went over that in the call-in on, what was that, Tuesday?
But I checked. There has been no legal paperwork filed in this case.
There has.
Okay, what jurisdiction has it been filed in? Because I can't find it.
It was in federal court in Montgomery.
Okay. I did not check with the feds. I'm not going
to
lie.
This guy knows how to work the system, I'm telling you.
Okay. I did not check with the feds, so I missed that one. I didn't realize he had ties to that kind of deal.
Well, let's do this right now then. If I beat you in the 109, will you lift that so I can release it? The night of the 109, after the 109, mm-hmm. If I beat you, you'll drop it. And
there's Natalie Chisholm Foster in.
The good legend morning, Nat.
Of Bellevue, who was David Jennings.
Till Allen, good morning, Till.
Right?
Okay. Right, yeah, right. Absolutely.
I am anxiously awaiting.
Listen, there's not a lot I can say, and I'm very, very nervous about being here and even saying the title of the name with this guy sitting beside me right here. But I will go out on a limb and say this much, at probably risk to my health and finances, is this. Once you people see this movie, it will be earth-shaking and revealing in the magnitude of how DJ David Jennings has, well, let me just put it like this. He's Illuminati. That's all I'll say. He's Illuminati. And I don't mean the kind that just goes to Taco Bell and eats the 12 pack. I'm talking about the kind that actually rules modern civilization.
Have you been watching some Dan Brown movies here lately?
No. I lived with a guy who is an enigma wrapped in a bacon sandwich over here.
So. Good morning, Becky Hart. Allison Terrell in. That's right. Lend us a movie in the park. How about that?
That would be awesome.
Movie in the park.
But you better get.
Hey, let's release. I'm good with that. We'll release
Special
that movie
Forces
in the security park.
We don't have a screen to put it on.
There.
Yeah, they do.
Well,
you're talking about
the
big screen.
Well, we don't need a real big screen because I didn't get a whole lot of close-ups of you, so we can.
I'll tell you one close-up you did. You got him down there eating that French dip.
Oh, God.
I don't know how you did that.
It scared the crap out of me, too, because I thought he was about to bite in that finger on me. I mean, it was like he was getting And I was like, oh my God, I don't know how take a picture of this for insurance purposes.
I don't know how you did that, because he swore that y'all had made a truce and that y'all weren't doing that to each other.
Well, I made a video at that time too, and this is really, and I can't say this is going to be in the movie, but here's a little taste of it. He was actually eating and drinking and still been able to communicate with everybody, talking just like, that's absolutely supernatural.
No, that's called the force.
It's called something, all right.
It's called the force.
I mean, he's had a lot of practice eating and drinking, so.
Well, good morning, race tour. All I could tell you, Christy Taylor in this morning. Hey, Hunter, that'd be a great idea.
Tim Meadows in as well. Good morning, Tim.
All I can tell you is...
Saturday Night Live?
Could be, but he's from Op. He's one of our friends from Op.
Yeah, I think there was a guy on Saturday Night Live.
He watched us on the Battle of Murder Creek. Tim did.
Did he really? Mm-hmm. Well, welcome back in.
All I can tell you, there's Mark Walton in this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
All I can tell you is that I'm waiting on that movie. I can't wait to see it. I do know that you did a lot of research on it. I saw the stack of papers that you had.
You saw the effort I put in.
I did see that.
It's legitimate. It's real deal.
I also saw during that time where you made a video, you were in the hospital, if I'm correct.
Is he looking at me?
Yeah. Yeah. Remember you had a selfie stick in the hospital doing a video. I thought that was, okay, the hospital I get, but the selfie stick, what was the deal with it?
Well, I had IVs in my arms.
Oh, okay.
You know who I just stayed with before I
got to the hospital? I was going to ask you, what happened?
It's Illuminati.
Oh.
That's why the story's got to be told, people.
Okay. Have you got like stripes on your back that just show up all of a sudden and all this kind of stuff?
This guy's powerful.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this.
To prove it, I could go get my phone out of my car right now. And he has one of the... a guy that I respect immensely just going after me on our little chat group, posting pictures about me.
Don't tell me.
I won't say names.
Don't tell me his name's Josh Brown.
No. I don't respect Josh.
Oh.
Just kidding, Boz. Just kidding, Boz. Boz is my boy. Me and Boz has been battling him for
chairman
20 years.
Oh, I understand.
The chairman. Yes. No, it's somebody else. I won't mention his name, but he knows who I'm talking about, John Hart.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to know this. After this race is over, mm-hmm. is this going to settle this once and for all, or is there more to come?
It'll never be settled.
I was going to say it depends on his pride.
This war's been raging for 40 years.
Is this a Hatfield and McCoy type thing?
Absolutely.
So it's never going to end.
It's never going to end.
Even if y'all made an episode of Scooby-Doo, like the Hatfields and McCoys did.
It's never going to end.
It'll never end.
Well, I mean, there's some things you get so used to in your life, you don't know what you would do without them.
And this is one of them.
This is one of those things.
One of those times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Good morning, Kim. Kim and Wesley headed up to, I think it's South Carolina to watch.
Watch the boys play.
Watch Hunter and the Jags get it on this weekend.
Well, good luck to them. Y'all be careful,
Safe
Wesley.
Travels.
Yeah.
Wesley's a cousin of mine.
Good luck.
Wesley was a good ball player.
Yes, he was.
Wesley was fast, too.
Yes, he was. He was. I just know that we, JoJo sometimes comes
I could tell you a great story about Wesley in our county tournament we played down in
Flumpton.
No, I won't do it.
Oh.
Let's just say he misjudged a fly ball.
Oh. Well,
for reasons we won't go into.
I have and you might remember this, I have a good story about Wesley from a trip to Alba. You remember the trip, the doubleheader down in Alba?
Yeah. he forgot some things, didn't he? Yeah.
Coach Rice didn't take kindly to... not being in complete uniform.
Yeah, and I did too.
Good morning, Ricky Perry.
Too, and I had to wear Stephen Brown's cleats over at third, and he wore 12, and I was like 8.5.
Brown dog.
I do remember that. I think Wesley and I suffered some of the same wrath on that one.
Rebecca, speaking of baseball, Rebecca reminded me of something. Rec League baseball and softball signups are ongoing as we speak in and around our community. Please get the young people signed up. Don't let finances be an issue. Don't let equipment be an issue. We have a lot of extra stuff stored up that they can use, cleats, helmets, bats, whatever the case may be. And there's also a program going on at one of the sporting goods stores. And, Rebecca, if you'll post it, I would appreciate it, where if you take in an old bat, they will take it and give you like 20% off or 25% off on a brand-new bat. So if you have if you're looking to upgrade for your – for your youngsters, I think it might be Dick Sporting Goods, maybe, or Sports Academy.
Sports Academy does it.
Okay.
Wow.
So anyway, get your old stuff, turn it back in, get some new stuff at a cut price, and get these young kids signed up for baseball and softball all across the area.
Good morning, Allison.
Youth sports is great, and
there's Uncle
Ng.
Uncle Ng went under the knife yesterday.
He sure did. I hope you're.
Good morning, Nick Crenshaw.
Uncle Ng went under the knife.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that old cannon's on the shelf for right now. Yeah. I'm sure he'll have it back in shape, but before. Well, I don't know. He'll probably be on IR.
They're Academy Sports and Outdoors. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure he'll be on IR beginning the baseball season. There'll be no BP, but anyway, getting back to the youth sports thing, that is really important to do. Matter of fact, a lot of this kidding and ribbon we going on. I mean, that's kind of where it started when we were kids and youth and forming those bonds. So strongly encourage you to get your kids involved in that. And then you coaching in it as well. I mean, if you're a parent and have time, and that's really all you need is time to get out there and do it.
Well, I'll tell you.
And the care.
I'll tell you, I enjoy watching the videos that you put up of your daughter. You know, she's up there popping the cover off that ball, you know. I'll tell you what, I enjoy that. I will say this, you've had a little problem with chain link from time to time as well, haven't you?
Yeah, man, they get me a new phone for Christmas, and it doesn't do like the, you know, the newer one doesn't do like the other. It will just focus on anything that kind of comes in, and so the chain link's been an issue.
Well, you know you can set that. You can.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can.
I might have to get you to work
You can change that up. You don't want me to work on your phone.
Mary Michael's off to a heck of a start. She's at Edgewood Academy. This is her first year there. She's a junior.
Yeah.
And she is, she's off to a heck of a start.
She's doing pretty good.
How many home runs
she has? Swinging it. She's got two so far.
In two games?
Yeah.
And a couple of doubles?
Yeah, that's pretty sporty.
Got three doubles.
She's in the three or four
hole. Singles.
Huh? She's in the three or four hole.
They've actually got her hitting down seventh.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty low.
Okay. All right.
But
they must be.
Is she still
pitching in here, or is she just playing a position?
Yeah, no, she plays first and she pitches too.
Okay.
Yeah, she's.
Good morning, Debbie Simmons.
There's a chance that
pretty good.
You guys are going to be at a tournament that Tigger Miller's going to be at, and there might be a chance where we can get down there.
The Pensacola
and cover
tournament.
Both of them. Yeah.
Yeah, the Pensacola.
When
tournament.
Is that?
Spring break.
Spring break.
Yeah, so it was in March. Was it 15th, 16th, 17th?
Can you and I
in there?
Stay over in Fort Walton and just come back for the games?
You know, we've already got a place down there at the beach.
No, could be, and you go to the Blue Horizon and get a room. And
well, the problem is the Blue Horizon's not there anymore.
I'm sure Tony was.
Is Cassius Faux-Pas still there?
No. Well, the building is, but it's not.
What about the Holiday Inn in Navarre? Can we go down there and party?
Well, the Holiday Inn's been gone.
They used to have a great karaoke bar.
They did, but it's been gone since 2004. Ivan got it.
What about Nighttown?
My memories are fuzzy, but it seemed like maybe the last time I was in there, it was either me and Toby and Brad Murph, or me and Toby and Dennis Shirley, or me and Toby and stuff. Anyway, but it seemed like we were in there doing a karaoke thing.
No, they had a karaoke bar in there. That's right. But they Ivan got it, and they started to rebuild it, and then another one come through and got it, and so they just tore it down.
Actually, no. I'm lying about that. I think the last time I was in there, it was me, Kenny Thomason, and Kevin Hooks. And Kevin Hooks, I believe, got up. Now, I'm a little foggy, but Kevin Hooks got up and was singing Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues. You ever heard him sing that?
Uh-uh.
It's pretty good.
I can imagine.
What did you get up and do? Never went down to Georgia?
Suspicious Minds.
I probably did some Elvis.
Suspicious. I'm going to tell you now. I love that song. I love it. I ain't going to lie to you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the
live from, what is it, Aloha from Hawaii?
Yeah.
That version he did on that, I love that version.
Yeah. You may not believe this. I saw him in concert.
You saw Elvis Presley in concert?
My parents took my paternal grandmother to a show in Mobile, and we all went. And it was more like the, if you see some of the old tapes, like the dinner theater type stuff.
Right.
I remember we were sitting at a big table and had the cushion seats around us, and it was in Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Now I was 5 or 6, but I have vivid memories of it. We were there. We got a bunch. I'll tell you what, my mother bought a bunch of stuff, like programs and paraphernalia and stuff.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I would love to have seen Elvis Presley live.
Oh, I feel like I have seen him live. I've watched so many concerts because of my son.
Elvis Presley was fantastic.
And I think he started off opening for Eli.
Bartell. Bartell said, "Better go with the wide-angle lens." We've got it out, Bart. Let me tell you, it is out. Did you say you opened for Eli?
Yeah,
I think so. Wow.
Yeah, at Nighttown.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I saw
problem
Eli.
Was those buffets.
I saw Eli.
That was the downfall.
I saw Eli. Eli at Blackburn.
You know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
The buffets at nighttime.
Yeah, that was Elvis and DJ's downfalls.
This is a true story. Me and Jim Baggett and Stephen Brown and Cookie Hart were sitting around one night at 9 o'clock.
That wasn't over, a crew, was it?
No, but Evergreen Avenue. Yeah,
that wasn't a crew.
Baggett said we ought to go down to Nighttown, and I'm thinking we're going down there to, you know, catch a band or whatever's going on. We get about halfway there. I said, do we even know who's playing? And Baggett says, I don't know who's playing. I don't care. They got the Cajun food out there. They got the Cajun spread out tonight. So we went to eat. And it was four pretty healthy eating.
Oh, mercy.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's hilarious.
Wow. Nighttown, yeah, they just gone. Nighttown, they shut it down. There, none of those clubs in that era are running anymore. They're all gone. AJ's is still going, of course, in Destin. But I don't know that AJ's was all that big back in those days. I don't even know if it was there.
The thing I probably missed the most. But,
I mean, I think it was there. I just don't remember it being a big party place.
D. Powell, Donald Lee, and good morning, guys.
Sensei Spikes probably won't like this, but the thing I missed the most about Destin was the Village Cheese Sandwich Shop. Y'all remember
yeah,
that place?
Yeah, yeah. Right there at the bridge on the right.
Where
right
the condo and resort and all that stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. I went through there this summer, and golly, I hadn't been that way in a while, and boy, it has grown. Traffic is
it's terrible.
Nightmare.
It's terrible. Oh, it is. It is terrible.
Let me ask you this. I know it's getting time to go.
It is.
Because it was alluded to last earlier this week about some big announcement y'all had coming up about something y'all were doing. That might have been Tuesday before
the baseball show.
Yeah, we're doing. We got the baseball show coming up
next Wednesday night
live from the Fishbowl at David's Catfish. Let's see.
So we're set.
Miss Carol wants to know, what does that mean that all the places we used to hang out are closed now?
It means we're getting old.
Brian Edwards says, boy, now there's Three Musketeers combination if ever saw it. All you need is Brent and Monty.
Well, ask Brian if he still has that cool mustache. You remember that mustache you had?
I do. But yeah, so no, we batter up coming up this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the Fishbowl. What else have we got coming up? Of course, Monday we'll kick back off with Drive Time again. We certainly won't have Burnham in the hot seat, but maybe we can get you back from sometime between now and the race.
So batter up is a talk show. It's not a donut place.
No. It's not a donut shop. Okay. It's going to be a featuring all the local baseball teams and previewing and that kind of thing. And so,
no softball?
We're
doing any softball?
Well, yeah.
We're going to do the softball.
Yeah, we are.
We're just trying to get this thing put together. And I had all the baseball coaches in my phone. In contact. That's pretty easy.
John Hart said, Champ, put the belt in his face.
I heard y'all talking about
this is as close as he's going to get to it, John Boy. This is as close as he's going to get to it.
We'll see. April 7th, if he don't crawfish out of it.
We are absolutely tentatively set.
Yeah, I heard y'all talking about how instrumental Chip was in the girls' softball. Let me tell you, since I got involved in that several years ago with my daughter and learned the game and learned how to coach it, there's not a more fun sport to go watch if you like, you know.
Oh, it's fast-paced. It's good action.
Oh, my gracious. To watch girls that really know how to play it
sure.
Is really good. We played, had a doubleheader last night. Edgewood Academy did and played Macon East, and they have a girl shortstop. It's already signed with Mississippi State, and had another girl come in with a nasty change, and she was throwing probably mid-60s and just a well-coached team. And it's just to watch teams like that play is fast-paced, and it's awesome. So get your kids involved in that and get out and
absolutely.
Get part of it.
Real quick, Mayor, there's a request on here that after I get through with him in the 109, they want you to race him.
Now, I would be
Tony
scared.
Burnham.
I would be scared to race Terry. I would be scared to race you, but I can take him.
The mayor's not going to back up.
No, sir.
Mayor says he's
I
in.
I promise you he ain't backing up.
Now, Mayor, this isn't the duck race where you put things out there. I mean, you're going to have to pick them up and put them down yourself.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, TC is known for being fast.
Wasn't it Eastwood said a man has to know his limitations?
Yes.
Okay, I know where I need to draw the line, but I know what I can handle, and I know what I can't handle.
This days is over. I can't hardly walk to
Oh, all right. Well, Burnham, it's been great having you in.
Spikes.
DJ, you want to do your deal?
Yes, sir. It's been another fun Friday. Good week. Get back in here next week with us, starting on Monday morning at 8-ish for our special guest, Tony Burnham, Ken James, and myself. You listen to Drive Time. Appreciate you spending some time with us. Have a good one, guys.
Historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.